Last time together, we talked about worry, and we're going to do the same thing today. Matthew chapter 6, verse 28 through 32, as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Jesus said, "And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. That is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire. Will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them." Today's passage is from a sermon that Jesus preached while sitting on a beautiful mountainside. To illustrate the truth about worry, Jesus pointed out the flowers mixed in with the thick grass. Perhaps he picked one and held it up as he drove home this spiritual truth. Jesus noted that even Solomon, Israel's wealthiest king, was not clothed with the natural beauty and brilliance of the flowers. God provides the flowers with everything they need. And if God would do that for flowers that are here today and gone tomorrow, just think how he'll take care of you, the one for whom he sent his only son. Worry steals our joy. And worry tries to confuse this simple yet profound truth. God will always give us everything we need to do what he's calling us to do. So, Father, I don't want to worry. I don't want to be anxious. I don't want chaos and despair to take over my heart. Remind me often of this powerful truth. You take care of the flowers, you'll take care of me. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Maybe you'd like someone to pray for you. Maybe you're going through a time where worry has kind of taken over your heart. Here at The Journey, we have people who would love to pray with you and for you. Just send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. prayer@ronmoore.org. And let us walk with you on your journey.